Well, I see a bit of flack coming back from the kitchen witch, which is my favorite statement for what I'm seeing here. Let's talk a little bit about this just so my friends don't get clouded in her cloud of lies, okay? Number one, let's start out here. Everything is going good in your life and everything is going in a good direction. And you're this great person and you're being built up by this other person. And then all of a sudden things start going bad, okay? Well, when things start going bad, all of a sudden now you're a bad person. And that's what this is about, okay? All of a sudden, I'm a bad person and I'm getting called a bad person by a kitchen witch, okay? And let me expose something here to you all that I can tell you is the truth here regarding my ex, okay? I'm not even going to give her the name. I mean, those of you would know. For years, I've practiced what's called ceremonial magic. And of course, this takes a long, drawn-out process, and those people who are not ignorant to that process would understand that process real well. You celebrate certain holidays based on your deity. My deity has once about every 5 years an important holiday, and then beyond that it's just simply maybe a spring holiday. Kitchen witchery or mixing of all these things does not hold merit to my path. I've been on my path now for quite some time, and I've switched because, again, I used to be more on a satanic / witchcraft path, and I'm going down the path that's more connected to the deity at this moment and at this time based on the world that we live in. Now, everything is good, and you're being supported by the person who cares about you, that liar that, you know, that is in the background. And then all of a sudden things go bad, and all of a sudden you're this, oh, you're just a used car salesperson. Yeah, a used car salesperson who makes $2,500 a week, and you sit at home and do absolutely nothing with your doctorate degree and all these things that you have that are absolutely valuable. You lend no value, but then you're going to sit back on some kind of weird thing and judge me. You don't really know any level of success and judgment on me whatsoever. And the big thing is I kept that part of my life separate. And that was a good thing. The rituals and things that I would do, I would always keep separate because you were never on the same path as I was. So hearing was not anything that could come about. I let you practice your rituals and everything and just kind of watched. And yet, when things are good, that's okay. But when things are bad, then it's the used car statement, it's the used car guy, whatever. I'm proud of what I do for a living. And I've been a used car manager. I've been a used car salesperson. And in the last few years, I have bounced around a little bit. It doesn't matter. Because even though I bounced around, you did absolutely nothing to help. So meanwhile, while I went through money I had in savings and all kinds of other situations, you sat back and watched and did nothing to help, brought no additional income in other than when the jewelry business was open. But then you didn't even sell then. You just kind of rode on what I did. Lazy. That's how I see it. Lazy. Yes, you do your kitchen witchery good. You brew your little potions and burn your sage and mix your Native American in with Sumerian, which doesn't match. It's like trying to match kindergarten with, you know, academia. And then you go back and, well, you know, you just happen to read books and information isn't from books. And Sumerian practice does not come from you practicing Native American practices. In Sumeria, they didn't burn sage. They didn't do candle rituals. They didn't do the things that you do in kitchen witchery, number one. And you of the high and mighty that now judges me should have known that because you did some reading too. But then again, you stole a lot of my books, you thief. But that's okay, because I can get them again, because I have a job and you sit around and do nothing. So you probably, it's better for you to steal these things from me, and that way you can sell them and get some income and buy some stuff, I guess. You know, that's the best way to do it. And the thing is you can say that people, you know, your dad gave this to me and whatever else. You're just a thief. And one day that will come back on you. You never know what will happen, okay? But something will occur, and it won't be a magical thing. So it'll just be something else that is done, and we don't know what that is, when that'll happen, and whether that'll ever happen. But it will. Let's put it that way. Very vague. Anyway, going back to my subject, you cannot judge me. You don't know the amount of wisdom I've gleaned over the years, the amount of people I've met, the amount of rituals I've done far exceeds anything you've ever done. Before you judge me, why don't you work on getting a job? Why don't you go out and get a job? You know, and I hear this excuse, well, my leg. You walk around pretty normal. You could obviously walk around, but then again, you're addicted to what? Oh, here we go, friends. Addicted to painkillers. So I would only assume that some of your things are based on your delusional behavior by your addiction to painkillers. That's maybe why you're judging me at the moment. And you can say all kinds of things about me. You know, I can also say things about the situation that was occurring. I mean, you know, and I'm not going to say anything about the relationship part, because the relationship part wasn't that bad. In the beginning, you were a good cheerleader, but then you became a negative kitchen witch, and that was the funny part. In the beginning, you were willing to help me on things, but then towards the end, you were just give up on the world. You got so sucked up into the worship of Dog Man, and the worship of Bigfoot, and the worship of volcanoes, and the worship of other things, but yet you're going to judge me on going around and talking to people about history. Oh, that's just books. That has more relevance of teaching people the word the right way. So you can try to call me a con man, but realize this, my teachings to other people come from the books that you think are so rotten to read. But yet you base all of your stuff on what? You get all your information from some type of book, you get all your information from the internet. I guess it's better, you might be some kind of Bigfoot witch or something like that, when really, in essence, you're just a kitchen witch, from what I see. Your advanced knowledge of ceremonial magic is weak at best, and luckily I have new people that have came in, and those new people are equal, if not better, than myself, so that enhances our path to the deity. You're more concerned about Earth and this and that and Native American causes and all kinds of things like that, which is, number one, they're not getting their land back. You can give that one up. And you're not going to improve to the stubborn people of the world. The Native Americans have improved their life already. And they've improved their life by ignoring the white man and moving ahead, building casinos, having banks. The success stories have piled up on Native Americans. And the success stories of the people who are dynamic and positive and moving forward, those are the people in the Native Americans that have moved ahead. But you're obsessed with this little tribe of people that complain, that refuse to move ahead. And so be it. They can just lie on the ground. If you don't make changes in the world, and you obviously have never made changes because you never got past your injury, let alone the you know, whatever dealing with your son, all of that, you know, the old hero thing that, you know, disappeared, and all the conspiracy theories that you weave in that web alone, that's exhausting in its own right. And then yet you're going to judge me, somebody who provided income, who provided a lot of things that enhanced your life. But yet I'm the bad guy. No. I'm not the bad guy here. You're the bad kitchen witch that is simply addicted to meds. And those meds are clouding your judgment. as you apply more and more of those to cover the pain in that leg versus trying to go and apply for disability or apply for some income using the excuse that you don't want to be monitored by the government. No, you don't want the government to tell you what meds not to abuse. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. The abuse of these meds. Now, you can say, well, you know, you're the con man, and you're... I never conned anybody. I'm a car salesperson. I sell people things, okay? I've never conned anybody in the occult. I've always applied my wisdom and knowledge that I've learned from books. You can say, well, books don't do nothing. Then quit reading, okay? Because you read some books too. So quit reading. Throw them all out. How about this? How about you give me all the things you stole back from me? How about you give me the books that you stole? That, you know, I got to think that these books are a huge amount, quite a few, I mean. But, you know, maybe not to you. Those were ones that your dad gave to me. My dad never studied the occult, you dumb bitch. Just like anything else, it's a lie that you try and cover. It's okay. Someday it will come back. Trust me. And you should know that by now, that what I'm all about. Now, we can talk, we can go back and forth on this, but, you know, this is the finality of this. I mean, obviously, because you have somebody moving in the same day you're trying to kick me out as a surprise, because you tried to get along with me a couple weeks before that, obviously you were out cheating, which you disrespected the deity by cheating instead of ending and then communicating with me, hey, it's over, whatever, you can fall back on, you know, this, that, and everything else. I don't care you were cheating, okay? Your one-upmanship of me don't matter, okay? I don't care. You trying to get anywhere close to you was like being a porcupine, because you were so fucked up with your meds that, you know, your actions and reactions to most things were borderline insanity. But, so you want to talk about, you know, you want to talk about me out there. That's okay. I'm talking about you now. So, and I can make continued list of things that I could tell you, but a kitchen witch has no way to judge a magician. The book smart that I have is way ahead of you. You may think you know what I know, but again, I have other people that I have things I deal with, other people I deal with that help me get better and get stronger and increase my wisdom. And that's something that I don't really see with you. I see you with a lot of people that are just kind of like all falling apart in lives. And that's what I think is rather funny. You know, I put you into a church that was blossoming and expecting you to help me. You're such a great witch. And meanwhile, you just decide you want to attack me and you want to attack people, you know, within the realm of who I deal with. It's okay. You can be dumb like that. And that's the mentality of somebody who is really kind of a low life. And I should have noticed that. I should have known that from the beginning. When I should have known that. One thing, though, is you never allowed me to prosper because you had the control issue. So now I'm prospering. Now I'm free. And with that freedom, I've moved on. But obviously, I see still and I hear things because I'm connected to a lot of people, and those people tell me what's going on. But the back talk, you know, I guess. But you and the hillbilly, you know, and that guy truly is a fucking hayseed hillbilly. You guys could go ahead and go have fun in your little Native American land. So disrespectful to the deity are you, kitchen witch? And go in your little world of addiction to painkillers and all your problems that you have in that department. Go and have that fun in your life, because I've moved on. I've taken up the mantle again. And with that, I'm moving forward. Now I'm connected where I'm at. I'm enjoying life. Meanwhile, you're shoveling snow. Oh wait, you got the hillbilly hayseed to shovel snow now. I get it. But maybe because I always had a job, I was too tired from my job because I worked a lot of hours, but it's okay. gets, you know, they enjoy the snow, enjoy the cold. Maybe you guys will move way up into the north where you want to move at and realize this when your leg starts hurting and you'll just take more meds. So eventually, good luck on that one. So you have no right to judge me, Kitchen Witch. Onward I go. Next series, I'm going to do some more educational things, ladies and gentlemen. Just had to expose this person. My ex was at it again. So I know you don't want to hear about it. It's like, here we go. I'm just telling you what's going on and moving forward from this, okay? I'm not trying to do a whole bunch of these. I may write a written statement next. I'm not certain, but that person to judge and try and call me a car salesperson needs to go get a job or disability or something, because just sitting around and abusing painkillers and being in a room and talking and doing kitchen rituals and everything else means nothing in the world. Go put your mark on the world. Take that medical background that you have and apply it. Do something with it other than just talk about it, because it's the only thing you've got. It's the only skill you've got, and you're real smart. But with that, I mean, I can't say that you didn't help my father and you helped other people around me and you helped me lose some weight, which was a good thing. So I'll give you that, but the rest of it all, God, you're a nasty bitch. God, Father Satan, you're a nasty bitch. And you're addicted to painkillers, and I'm sorry. You're caught up in that son drama of yours that supposedly he's some cyborg superhero that the government kidnapped, when really he's just probably in the ground somewhere, or some ashes somewhere, or whatever. And serving our country is not driving down the street from the military base, okay? It's okay. I mean, granted, but you know, you take up that mantle and use that against everybody and just kind of lay there and wallow and just take more meds and lay there and wallow. And hey, we all are sad over the losses, but guess what? Get over it. Go and get some disability. Go and get a job somewhere. You sit around and you plot and plan all these things that you're never going to do. It's okay. You know, you and Mr. Hayseed Hillbelly, we got married right away. Okay, good. Well, more power to you. Then I don't have to deal with you ever trying to fucking talk to me in the background. So quit talking about me. How's that? Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day.